Parshas Vayera. So I'd like to discuss the topic of Malachim eating Basar B'Cholov. So there are Midrashos Chalukos, two different Midrashim discussing if you want to see in the Das HaKenim Balei Tosfos, in the back of the Mikros Gedolos, the Perish Das HaKenim, that brings two Midrashim that is the machlokas if the malachim ate basar b'chalav. So one medrash everyone's heard of before, that when the malachim, by Shas Matan Torah, the malachim said that they should get the Torah, not b'nei Adam, and Moshe Rabbeinu said back, even our tinokel shall beis rabban, our kids know not to eat basar b'chalav, and you ate basar b'chalav by Avram Avinu, implying very explicitly that they ate basar b'chalav. However, Das HaKenim brings the diuk of the pasuk is "Ikachem of the cholov uven abakar asher asa." It mentions cholov first, and then it mentions the basar, implying that it was separate. It was cholov and then basar. So you see, there was no basar b'cholov. So that's the machlokas. Was there basar b'cholov? Was there not basar b'cholov? Okay. So we just started. Didn't miss anything. Midrashos Chalukos, if they ate basar b'cholov or not. Also, right now, in Second Seder, doing Bot Metzia, Gemara has some agata about Malachim, Basar B'cholov, so there's a machlokas there. So Gemara there says, Achlu Salka Daitach, do you think Malachim ate Basar B'cholov? El Nirek Moshe Achlu B'Shah. So it looks like they ate Basar B'cholov, but really, the Malachim did not eat, not even Basar B'cholov, it says, Tam, the Malachim did not eat by Avram Avinu. Tosfos there brings, Medrash that's Cholik, that they did eat Basar B'cholov. Gemara says Malachim, not Basar B'cholov, that they did eat by Avram Avinu. So Gemara says Nirek Achlo Shasu, it looks like they ate, but they really did not eat. And Tosfos says that they did eat. So of course this whole discussion, if they ate Basar B'cholov or not, is only assuming that they actually did eat. If it's only Nirek Achlo Shasu, there's nothing to talk about. That medrash that says that they ate Basar B'cholov by Avram Avinu can't be true. If they didn't eat, it just looks like they ate. So, I don't know what achila by malachim is, what it looks like, if such a thing exists. But again, there's a concept here that there is achila by malachim. Furthermore, if they even ate lechem, is a shaila. The Gemara seems to say that they did not eat lechem because also yom sarah was pierced, sarah became a nida, the lechem was tame, and Avram ate chulim b'tayro. He didn't want to give the lechem to the malachim. It's not Shani. The Gemara mentions that the Malachim, that there was a Koshal Bracha, implying that there was a Sudo, there was Lechem. So also, it's not clear. Also, except from the Psukim, it sounds like Sarah.
No, they didn't drink that either. They sent that to Sarah.
Right, but you're only having a Koshal Bracha if there was a Sudo. Yeah. And furthermore, also, even if she was Pearson Nida, which would mean there's no Lechem, is also only assuming that she was Pearson Nida, which, you have, even though the Gemara seems to say that, you have to know if it's true because she seemingly was surprised. How could I possibly bear a kid? Meaning that she it sounds like she wasn't person needed yet, which is Tosfos' Kasha and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. Before I should talk about it, it's depending on how you answer that question about when she was person needed. Maybe there was no issue of Lechem being tamei. All these things are shailas. So this is the bottom line is we don't know what happened, but did they eat basar b'cholov or not is a shaila. So there's a famous piece in Birkas Peretz. Birkas Peretz is the sefer of the stipler on the Torah. So he asks. We know that basar b'cholov d'oraisa is only through bishul, because derech bishul asra Torah. That's what the Gemara says, Derech Bishul Satorah. To eat Basar B'cholov, which is cold, is only a Durabanan. But Derech Bishul, if you cook it, and then you have Basar B'cholov, that's when you have Basar B'cholov D'Oraisa. So he asks, from the Midrash, it sounds like, the whole back and forth with Moshe, it sounds like that they ate Basar B'cholov that was D'Oraisa. That's why they weren't deserving of the Torah. So if that's the case, where was the Basar B'cholov D'Oraisa? All it says is Abraham served them Basar B'cholov. So he wants to say that since malachim are gufam esh, so the second the basar and the cholov touch the malachim, That was the Bishul.
So what does it mean they ate Basar B'chalav?
Okay, good. So one second, before that, by the way, the second answer he says is, even if it says only Derabanan, maybe you could put that into the Vikuach between Malach and Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're not deserving of the Torah because you didn't even keep Derabanan. So, okay, but let's focus on this shot for a second, that the Bishul happened through, it was Derech Bishul. We're assuming this, the Chiddush, this is called Derech Bishul, that when the Basar B'chalav touches the Malachim, that's called Derech Bishul Asher Torah. We know if it's not Derech Bishul, if the sun cooks something, that's not called Bishul D'Oraisa, Bishul at all. This is called Derech Bishul, that's the Chiddush. And you said that what?
If, why would that even be eating?
Well, again, so the if they're eating is called eating, which is a Machlokas, but if they did eat and that's called eating, that's called eating Basar B'chalav D'Oraisa because it was through Derech Bishul. Now I thought to say maybe. So we said that Tosfos on Bava Metzia there Pei Vav Amud Beis says that it's Machlokas the Gemara and the Medrash if they ate or not. Not Basar B'chalav Stam. The Gemara says Nira Kamosha Achlo V'Shaso, and Tosfos brings a Medrash that they did eat Mamish. And yeah. So, I'm not sure if this fits, but I was wondering if their derech achila. Obviously, I don't know the first thing about malachim's achila and how it works. If the Svarim talk about it, I don't know about it. But if their achila is through sreifa, okay, and that's called achila for them, maybe luli divrei Tosfos, you could say that there really is no machlokas. Then when the Gemara says nirik moshe achlo v'shaso, it means that which they didn't eat means compared to us, it's not called achila v'shtia. Because we eat through our mouths and the whole digestion, everything, and they don't have that. It just goes through Eish. But when the Medrash says that they did eat, maybe that just means that there was a chila for them. And really, there's no machlok. It's just depending on your perspective of who you're comparing to. Maybe that was a chila. Maybe it is called a chila from one perspective, and it's not called a chila from another perspective. I'm not sure if it fits. Maybe you could say that there shouldn't be a machlok. It's not like Tosfos. But what I want to focus on for a second is that which the Stipler says, besides for the fact that when it touches the Malachim, that's called Derech Bishul, we're equating two things here, Sreifa and Bishul. It touches the fire, and that's burning the food, possibly, whatever happens with the Malachim, we don't exactly know, that's burning the food, and that's called Bishul, Derech Bishul Satorah, that's called Bishul D'Oraisa. So I want to connect this to also coming up, it's Chanukah, connect this to something to talk about by Ner Chanukah. Not Sundagei Lamaisa, however, this is brought in the postgame, Mishnah Brura, Verhetiv, everyone, brings the Tshuva Shari Ephraim. Shari Ephraim Simin Lamed Ches has the following question. You have a Kedera which you cook Basar in it, and within that day you put Chema into that Kedera. So now this Chema becomes Basar B'cholov. And now you want to use this Chema as your oil, right? Butter will burn and make, you know, you could use it for Ner Chanukah. So can I use this chema, which is Basar B'chalav, for Ner Chanukah? That's the Shari Ephraim's question. Again, not on the gate that you're going to have Basar B'chalav and use Ner Chanukah. I'm getting Hanah from Basar B'chalav. I'm using it for a mitzvah. It's not the Shari Ephraim. We know the klal. Mitzvah's lav lehanas nitnu. Using it for a mitzvah, that's not called getting Hanah. So he says, from that perspective, I'm allowed to use this Basar B'chalav for Ner Chanukah.
Even if it's like cheaper than regular oil?
Even if it's cheaper.
Because then it might be a non-bizer, you're better fitting.
Right. They talk about that. I did not look into that now. That kind of Hana'ah. How does Mrs. Lav Lehanas Nitnu work with that? I don't know.
So the Chol HaShamish would not be able to be. Shamish would not be.
Because that's not part of the mitzvah. Right. I hear. There's a tremendous amount to talk about this. There's done about it from many perspectives, but I want to focus on one point, which is the Eliyahu Rabbah has the kashan of Shari Ephraim. Eliyahu Rabbah is safer on the Levush. Mishnah Berurah quotes him all the time. He says Tenach Bishul, Tenach Hana. I understand that there's no problem with Hana because Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu. But what about Bishul? I'm being mevashel the Basar B'chalav again, even though there was Basar B'chalav the first time when I put the chema in this kedera of basar, and that's bishul. But since this thing is loch, it's moist, it's not dry, and we'll go with yesh bishul achar bishul. There is, you could be mevashal something a second time, meaning it's still a problem to be mevashal a second time. So I'm doing bishul basar b'cholov when I'm lighting their Hanukkah. Why is the shari fire? I'm not bothered by that.
Okay.
By loch, yes, that's what he says. Yeah. Perfect. So there are certain achronim that answer the kasha of the Eldorado, Chuvah Shvus Yaakov, Simon Lamed Zion, that says that there's a difference. Bishul means enhancing the item, it means cooking the item. However, this is Srefa. Mikli Koli, gets burned, Vanasa Efer. The second the Chema touches the Shalheves, the flame, it disintegrates into the air, and that's not called Bishul. That's called Srefa. As far as Hilfos Bishul Basar B'cholov is concerned, this is not called Bishul Basar B'cholov. This is called Srefa. So I see here a Machlokas, Eli Rabba, that asked the Kasha that this is called Bishul, is learning that even when the Chema is being burnt up by the Shalheves, that's called Bishul. He's equating Bishul and Srefa. Whereas the Shvus Yaakov, who's holy on him, says, wait, there's Bishul and there's Srefa. Bishul means cooking the item. The item is still intact. It's enhancing the item. Srefa is disintegrating it. So I thought to say, the stipler that says that when the Basar B'cholov touched the Malachim and it was burnt, and that's called Derech Bishul, is going with the Eliyahu Rabba that equated Bishul and Srefa, and not going with the Shvus Yaakov that was Matarit by saying Bishul Luchud v'Srefa Luchud. What? So this we could don back and forth, right? Meaning, so, and this comes. This is the important part to understand that which we don't know about what happens when it touches the Malachim. On the one hand, you could say it was for the purpose of eating, so that's more derech bishul, okay? So we can say that I don't know what happens. It could be that the item once it touches the malachim, it could be the item stays intact. It only dissolves, disintegrates later. What happens to the cheeseburger, so to speak, once it goes into the malachim, is the item still here? It's not like the shalheves, possibly, which disintegrates. That's a way to say that maybe the stipler could even hold like the shita, that there's a chilek of bishul and srefa, but over here it still is called bishul because this srefa is different, because this srefa doesn't get rid of the item, it maintains the item, it's done in a derech of bishul, like you said, at least it's somewhat of a derech of bishul, and it's done derech achila. So that's the diyun.
There's like if you eat on Yom Kippur, like if you keep on eating and make it achila gasos, and it's not remafre, it wasn't achila. So if you're, let's say, like cooking something on Shabbos, and you just let it keep on cooking and burning and burning, and therefore it becomes all burnt up.
Well, you still did cook it.
But if at the end...
What does that have to do with anything?
So I'm saying if they're eating it and it becomes burnt up, so is that like... I guess that's the question, whether it's considered
the
special.
Same, the beginning, the question is once you hit the level of bishul, Yatsu Lesbo. I don't think you compare it to Achila Gas in that regard.
I'm saying
the phrase of
taking away from the
I don't override, but I doubt that. I think it's a shame bishul, regardless of what happens afterwards. So fine. So that's one thing we can shtel the stipler to this machlokas Eli Rabba and Shvus Yaakov. Okay. Now, so there's at the end of Chagiga. God, the Gemara says, Ein or shel gehenem shel letes betamid chachamim. The or of gehenem doesn't affect tamid chachamim. Kavachomer mi salamandria. There's this creature called salamandria, which is told us that it's created from fire, and that protects it from fire, from gehenem. So alachas kam avakam tamid chachamim, which are gufam eish, which are they themselves are fire, they'll be protected from the or of Shel Gehenem. So I want to know, if Tamidei Chachamim are Gufam Esh, okay? Now, when Tamidei Chachamim eat, so if that if you go with the pshat that Sreifa is Bishel, that means that every time a Talmid Chacham eats, possibly, okay, there's Bishel being done. So if that's... So one second. Let's say the item's not cooked. Being Mevashel in the Eish of a Talmid Chacham. So, Shabbos, you can't cook on Shabbos. No. Shabbos, you need... There's certain qualifications for Bishel. You know, if you cook in the sun, it's not called cooking. This is not the Derech Bishel Bechlal. What about Hilchos Basar Becholov? There is a distinction between Achila and Bishel, meaning we quoted the Gemara before in Hula, it says Derech Bishel Asotara, which means it's only the Araisa when it's Derech Bishel. But there is a concept of Basar Becholov Derbana, which is only eating it cold, and it's not cooked. If it's true that every Achila is truly a Bishel, there's no distinction between Derban and Daraisa. Every Achila is going to be a Daraisa. So, of course, you could say it's not Derech Bishel. For a Malach, we'll say when he eats, it's a real Ish, that's Derech Bishel. But when a person eats, that's not Derech Bishel. And every, maybe you would say it still is Bishel, but only Derabanan because it's not Derech Bishel. Or, maybe the Gemara there just means that a Talmid Chacham is considered Eish Liachar Misa. Chayav, he's not called Eish. Liachar Misa, there's an Eish, and that protects him from the Orshal Gehenna.
That's Gufam Shal Eish, no?
Gufam Shal Eish. What do you mean?
That's not, it sounds like their body, not like a Neshama aspect. Like not Achar Misa.
Gufam Eish maybe means their essence. I don't know. I hear. Could be. But also, stop. When a person, when you see Talmid Chacham eat, you don't see, I don't never see a Malach eat. When you see Talmid Chacham eat, you don't see the item being Mivushal. You don't see it being kept intact. So whatever it is, it's not Bishal. Okay. But also, like, there are stories out there. I'm not, you know much more Meister than I do with this, but Talmid Chacham, and the other Talmid Chacham seeing an Eish surrounding them. One from the Chavetz Chaim seeing someone else. But I imagine if that Talmid Chacham is eating at that moment, I don't think the fire is going to be mevashal the food and maintain the food. I think it's going to be a regular yachila.
There's also that Gemara with, was it Acher? It was at the Bris Milah. The father saw the fire going around. He was afraid the house was going to burn down. You know what I'm talking about? And he said, he told them to stop talking because he didn't want the house to burn down. And they called him a tipish and they said, fire of Torah doesn't burn.
Doesn't burn down.
Doesn't it? Doesn't not something that
that's
burns.
That's right.
Okay. So this.
Yeah. Where is it by Acher? He said.
I think because then he said, "I want my son to be like these Talmidei Chachamim." And since it was Shalul Lishma, uh-huh, his son turned out to be Apokaris in the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Acher.
Okay.
That would be
very good. So also, there's interesting Rishash and Pesachim. Pesachim Daf Chav Aleph Mabez. So there's a discussion about Machlokas B'Hilchos Beis Shammai when you are, how soon before Pesach you could sell your chametz, because Beis Shammai Shita is the chametz has to be gone from the world when chametz comes, when Pesach comes. Beis Hilchos says no, you could sell it last second, doesn't matter if the food's still around or not. The Rishash there has a cheshbon. The Rishash says Rabbi Yehuda Shita is says Ein Bir Ela Sreifa. The way you do Bir chametz is Dafka Derech Sreifa. And Rishash there learns that really there's a Chiyuv Sreifa 30 days before Pesach.
Okay.
So, right after Purim, you have to burn all of your chametz. Back to Rishash Akasha, how do you ever eat chametz 30 days before Pesach? If the way he learns is a Chiyuv Sreifa 30 days before Pesach, how do you ever eat? So he says, maybe we find that Sreifa is done through Eitzah, through wood. And the Torah says, Ki ha'odom Eitzah Soda. Okay, it compares a person to a tree, to wood. So he says, maybe through the Chom HaTevi, the natural warmth of a person, when you eat, maybe that's considered Sreifa. Okay? And that's a kiyum of Sreifa. When you eat chametz, that's a kiyum of Sreifa's chametz. That's what he suggests. So again, similar to the Gemara Chagiga. So I thought to say, So if you equate Sreifa for the Bishul, so every time, forget Tamei Chachamim, any person eats food, that's considered Sreifa. And Sreifa is considered Bishul. Same problem as before. Bishul Basar B'Cholov, every Achilas can be Basar, there's no Basar B'Cholov D'Rabban, so it can be Basar B'Cholov D'Araisa. So again, so before knowing anything, so I wanted to say, maybe the Machlokas, maybe, so from the Rosh Hashanah, it would imply that Sreifa and Bishul are truly not the same thing. You'd have to say Sreifa is one thing, but it doesn't lead to Bishul, because once you say Sreifa is Bishul, you run into trouble with saying that every Achila is going to become a Bishul D'Araisa. So you'd want the Rosh Hashanah to say Sreifa is not Bishul. And the Stifler before, we'd want to say Sreifa is Bishul, he seems to say by Malachim. So I want to say a Pilpul, that this random Rosh Hashanah Psachim, the Stifler by Malachim, is the Machlokas Shari Ephraim and Eliyahu Rabbah by Ner Chanukah, is Bishul Sreifa or not? Is Bishul and Sreifa the same thing or not? That was the idea. Now we already said why, according to the Stifler, it's not Muchach. Even though the Stifler seems to imply and Bishul and Sreifa are the same, we could say that Malachim is different, because since we don't know how it works, we don't know the mechanics, it could be the food is maintained there, and that even though he would hold Bishul and Sreifa are not the same, this Sreifa is different, because this Sreifa doesn't disintegrate the food, rather it's maintained, and that's called Bishul Lekul, and that's why here Dafka Sreifa is called Bishul Lekulayama. And for the Rosh Hashanah, even though it sounds like Sreifa is not Bishul, because then you would run into problems that every Achil will be a Bishul, will be Madche this Rosh Hashanah easily, like we just said before, that according to the Rosh Hashanah, it's not derech Bishul when a person eats something. So you could say in the Fundus Chos, you could say that even though eating is a kium of Sreifa, it's called Sreifa as far as Sreifa's Hametz is concerned. It's not actually Sreifa, which would mean that's not even in the category to compare it to Bishul. Meaning, really, he would hold like the Stifler. He would hold like Eli Rabba. Sreifa and Bishul are the same. That's when you have Sreifa Mamish. This is just something which accomplishes the level of Sreifa. It's not actually there. And furthermore, it's not derech Bishul. So if it's not derech Bishul, and it's just a comparison to Sreifa, so I mean, whatever, you can see when a person eats, the food is not maintained. So this Sreifa Lekulei Alma is not going to be a Bishul. So meaning really even he could hold like the Eliyahu Rabbah that Sreifa and Bishul are the same. No, never mind, he can't. It seems like he can't. The Eliyahu Rabbah was saying by Ner Chanukah, he was calling the Basar B'Cholov of being burnt, he was calling that Bishul. That's the Eliyahu Rabbah. So he's holding, even though the food gets disintegrated, that's still called Bishul. So Lechori here also, when you eat and that's called Sreifa, that can't be Bishul. Even though the food is being disintegrated, like Ner Chanukah, that can't be Bishul, because otherwise you run into a problem that every Achila is going to be a Bishul. Unless we say, we just said a second ago, that really he would hold that Sreifa is Bishul, even when it gets disintegrated. But here, this is not really being sorry for. It's not like Ner Chanukah where you're actually burning the Chema. Here, we're comparing it to Sreifa. It's a Kiyuma Sreifa. We're not actually burning the food when it goes inside of you. So, to summarize, so we said there's Gemaras and Midrashim, there's Machlokas, what exactly happened with the Malachim, Basar B'Cholov, did they eat, Lechem, did they eat, were they over the Isser, what is Achila by Malachim, and we said that there's a Stipler that says that Derech Bishul Asar Torah, that Bishul D'Araisa here happened through the Basar B'Cholov touching the Malachim, and that was Bishul. So we see Sreifa is called Bishul. Then we brought Machlokas Shari Ephraim Eliyahu Rabbah and Shvus Yaakov regarding this case of Basar B'Cholov by Ner Chanukah, is Bishul and Sreifa equivalent? And therefore he asks, so how could you cook Basar B'Cholov? How could you cook Basar B'Cholov? You're being over Isser of Bishul Basar B'Cholov. But the Shvus Yaakov says, no, you're only being Sorefit, you're not being Mevashalit. So he said, the Stipler seems to be going with the camp of Bishul and Sreifa are the same, like the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Rosh Hashanah that says every Achila is Sreifa, you would say is like the Shvus Yaakov, that Sreifa is not equal to Bishul, because if Sreifa was Bishul, it means every Achila would be a Bishul, and you run into problems with the Pas Basar B'Cholov. So it would be the Machlokas Eliyahu Rabbah and Shvus Yaakov is really Machlokas Stipler and Rosh Hashanah, but we could be Matcha each. That really, but even though Stipler says that Bishul and Sreifa are equal, maybe by Ner Chanukah you would hold they're not equal. The malachim is different because the food is maintained, but by Ner Chanukah, the item is not maintained. And even the Rosh Hashanah seems to say Sreif and Bishal are not equal. Maybe really you could hold like the Eli Rabbah that it is equal. Even when the item is disintegrated, it's still called Bishal. But Afal Pichin, by this case of Chametz, or by the Gemara Chagiga, the Gufam Eish, we could say that it's called Sreifa. The Rosh Hashanah says it's a kiyum of Sreifa, but not that it's actually Sreifa Mamish to be Nechshav Kibishal. Okay, what to think about. Adkan.
On the same topic, also, but
I've never thought about this before.
How could you possibly say, though, that any achila is just from the body heat is bishul?
It's the acids in the stomach.
That's straight for bishul.